Tell me about the services that your organization provides.
The Kalamazoo Literacy Council, first and foremost, we provide volunteer tutors to work one-on-one with a struggling adult reader. What that means is they're going to get individualized attention that helps them get the skills that they need, not in the classroom, but specific to what they have as a need. If they need help with comprehension, that's what the tutor works on. If it's on spelling, that's what they work on. But usually it's just one person helping another person to improve their literacy skills.
Where do they meet?
The tutor and the student, they meet in several places across the county. We have at least 30 sites that tutors and students meet in across the county. These are all public places, and they are places that the tutor and the student mutually agree upon to be able to meet in. And the only thing that they need is a quiet space for them to be able to study. Now, in addition to that, we've built some community literacy centers where there's a broader range of services that are available to our learners. So there's computer classes, there's libraries, there's writing classes. There are services that are designed to facilitate their learning beyond just the work of a single tutor. There are 9 centers that are in existence. Some of them are based in neighborhoods. Some of them are based in organizations where adult learners already were going. So the Goodwill Industries of Southwestern Michigan was the first literacy center that we launched. Michigan Works YOU program has a center. The Douglas Community Association with the Kalamazoo Public Library has one. Interfaith and Neighborhood Networks Homes, New Village Park. Edison, we have one at the Stockbridge Avenue United Methodist Church. KBCC also has a center, and the Northside Association for Community Development. So there's several different sites across the community, and the idea is to make sure that adult literacy, basic literacy, is available in the neighborhoods where our learners are or in the places where they are going for service and for assistance.
Is there a central intake process?
One of the things that we've attempted to do is to make sure that there is no wrong door for an adult learner looking for help to come into. So whether they walk into one of those community literacy centers, or they work with one of the organizations that we have a relationship with, or if they call us directly at our number, they have made the right call to be able to get started in their search for a service. The best number to call is our number at the Kalamazoo Literacy Council, which is 382-0490, extension 222. And at that point, we would schedule an assessment for that potential learner to determine what their reading levels are and what their literacy needs are for instruction.
Walk me through the intake process. What happens? I dial the number, I call, and I say what?
Usually when a person calls our number, they are calling for very specific help. I need help with reading, or I was referred to your organization because I didn't do well on my writing test, and I need help with that. And what we do is we say, you have first of all made the right call, and we will help you with your reading, writing, spelling, and comprehension needs. We explain what that service is, that it's free, and that it's convenient based on their availability of time. But we also say that we need to schedule an assessment to determine specifically what their literacy needs are. That assessment takes about an hour and a half, and it's performed by a highly trained, skilled volunteer who provides those assessments. And what they're usually looking for are the grade level equivalency of that particular learner and specific needs that that learner might have so that they can pass that information on to their instructor and their tutor. So it may be that they are referred directly to one of the available literacy centers, or they are told that if they cannot make it to one of those centers, that we will get back with them when a tutor is available. Now, we prefer for them to be able to enter service as quickly as possible. So we usually try to get them to begin studying at one of the literacy centers rather than just waiting for a tutor, which can take some time because we always have a waiting list.
About how long could it take to get a tutor?
Up to 2 months.
Okay.
And that is simply because there are always more learners than there are tutors to provide the service.
When you refer them to a center, they would get help in a group setting.
It is in a group setting, but they still get individualized help based on the results of that assessment. The other thing is that they can begin service right away, as opposed to waiting for that 2 months, or in some cases it may take more, in some cases it may take less. By the time they call us, they really, really are looking for help, and we want to make sure that they get that help as quickly as possible.
When you came on board, I believe there were 40 tutors. How many do you have now?
When I first was hired, August 2nd of 2010, there was 50 or so tutors that we had. Today, we have over 170.
What do you need to be a volunteer tutor? What kind of background do they need to have? Do they need to be a teacher?
to be a volunteer tutor, the first thing you need to have is the patience to serve another and the willingness to go through training to be able to help another person to learn how to read. It does not require any specialized background or education. One of the things that we like to be able to say is that if you go through the training, everyday people can teach everyday people how to read. Without the training, you would probably struggle, but with the training, we are confident that you should be able to teach a struggling adult reader what they need to know to improve their skills.
It's a 14-hour training, is that correct?
14 hours of training, and then immediately after that, you should be capable of helping one of our adult learners improve their skills.
Is there a particular curriculum that you use?
During the training process, a potential tutor, they learn first and foremost what it's like to provide instruction for an adult learner. Adults are different than children. Adults have different needs, they have different motivations, they have different goals, and you must understand and respect those goals in order to be an effective tutor. But they also learn how to use a system of learning that we have adopted at the Literacy Council called the Laubach Way to Reading. And that system is a system that is based on phonics, but it also is accessible to the everyday person. So you don't have to be a teacher, you don't have to have some special advanced degree. If you learn this system, you should be proficient enough to be able to help a lower level reader to learn how to read. They learn some other instructional techniques and tips and tactics, but by and large, what they learn is what they need to be able to help a struggling reader to begin their journey toward literacy.
When volunteers sign up, what is the commitment that a volunteer commits to?
The Kalamazoo Literacy Council asks a volunteer tutor to commit to a year. Now, that being said, we know that people, they have lives, so they can, during the course of that year, obviously take time off, but we want them to be committed to that student for a period of a year. Now, there are some who commit for longer than that. Many of our tutors, they have been with the same student for multiple years. Others, they serve a much shorter time frame at one of our literacy centers because that is more convenient for them. So there are various ranges of time that a tutor can serve with us. The gains that can be made in the year, they vary based on the motivation of the student.
But a motivated student.
A motivated student.
If I'm motivated.
But other things improve as well. The learners, they come to us not just to learn how to read, but because of what reading can do. I want to read my mail. So that might be one of the things that happens within that year, is you went from not being able to read your mail to being able to read your mail.
Is that something that they would work on with their tutor?
They would work on their specific goals with their tutor, in addition to working on the materials that are designed to improve their reading level. So a student who says, I really, really want to be able to read books to my children or help my children with their homework, they would also have access to books, or their tutors would really be helpful in making sure that they have the skills necessary for reading those books. They might use those children's books as an example for their literacy lesson. Same thing if they were looking for a job. So their resume becomes their literacy lesson. The whole job search process becomes a literacy lesson. It's all based on the goals of the learner. So we've had people who have registered to vote for the first time and read their ballots for the first time. We've had people pass their driver's license tests. We've had people who have been able to complete job applications, health forms independently after working with our tutors. And last year we had two people even complete their GED.
Now, as we close, tell me, why is this a problem that needs to be attacked, and why should the community care about this?
Literacy is a root solution to a great many problems. If you look at health, literacy is probably the greatest determiner of a person's health status before age, before race, before social economic status. The ability to read determines your health. That's what the research says. If you want to look at a children's education, the best way to determine that child's academic success is the academic level of that parent. If you want to look at work status, the more literacy, the more education you have, the greater likelihood you are to be gainfully employed. So if it's important at work, if it's important for their children, if it's important for health, it seems that it's important for this community. So we believe that literacy is a topic that should be considered of high concern and a high priority for this community.
And especially with the Kalamazoo Promise, we're trying to be a college-going culture. And if parents are supposed to be the first teacher, And if they are struggling to read at home, strengthening their literacy is going to be very important.
If you are a parent and you have a child who is in K through 12 school, you are the first teacher of that child. And a parent who can't read can't be the most effective first teacher. We know that we want to make sure that our parents, they have all the skills they need to be able to support their children's education so that by the time they are capable of redeeming the promise, they have the skills necessary to do so.